This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.
Ooh, hey, hello, we're here. Hold on, guys. One moment, please. And this is it, yeah? Okay, all right, biohack, let's go. And we're here now.
Yes.
We are here. This is Biohack Your Best Life. My name is Elizabeth. Hello, hello.
And I'm Billy Carson, a.k.a. Forbidden Knowledge. And it's going to be another great night tonight.
It is going to be a great night. Little technical difficulty right at the beginning, but that's okay. That's okay, because we're human and it happens. So tonight we have world famous Tim Story, and I'm really, really excited to have him on here because he's so very inspirational. I mean, the guy is just full of knowledge and inspiration, and just the energy was so pleasant when we met him in person.
Great man, great human being. You could tell by the way he talks and speaks, he really cares.
Yes.
He's a life coach to the stars. Not that it means anything because they're stars, but some very high level people that are very, very hard to get with. In other words, it's hard to be in front of these people. Mm-hmm. And they have chosen him as, you know, their personal life coach. So it says a lot when you let somebody into your inner circle when you're a high profile person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to be able to know how to talk to people, how to inspire people when you have these high level people that are contacting you for advice. So you have to have some sort of knowledge to make it.
Exactly.
And yes, I'm going to read his bio right now before we bring him on. And yes, so Tim Story is an acclaimed author, speaker, and life coach known for inspiring and motivating people of all walks of life, from entertainment executives, celebrities, and athletes to adults and children in the most deprived neighborhoods in the world. That's what matters most. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Honorable man. Tim has traveled to 75 countries and spoken to millions of people. He often meets privately to counsel high-profile leaders in various industries. Along with rigorous speaking calendar and private life coaching sessions, Tim regularly appears on nationally syndicated radio and television shows. And he has quotes here from Smokey Robinson, Quincy Jones, and I know that he's done work with Oprah too, which is just so impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, really incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So
without further ado,
let's bring him on.
Hello, hello.
Without further ado, your friend is here.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the show. Mr. Tim Story is in the house.
I love it. I kind of feel like I'm on a date with you guys, because, you know, it's the weekend and all. So thank you for allowing me to come in on this date.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great date night because we have a lot to talk about and impart some wisdom to our listeners and followers and viewers. And I think they're going to get a lot out of tonight, which is always a great thing where you can get a little bit of knowledge on a Friday night before you go hang out.
Right. That's why I love our loyal following that always taps into to biohack your best life. Get some biohacks about their night before they step out. And if they even step out.
So. Probably some. Most of these people are probably reading books now after they've listened to us.
I know. Seriously, it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tim, is there anything that we missed by reading your bio? So can you tell people a little bit more about you?
Number one, thanks for reading that bio. Mm-hmm. I think that for me is that I've always just been a person that loved people, but I especially loved like the struggler, the underdog, was always looking for that person. And so that's been my life, you know, for many, many years going around the world, just lifting people up.
Beautiful. It seems like we may come from some kind of similar beginnings. I know that you were from Compton and I was from, Miami, Dade County in Miami. The two areas that are kind of underprivileged in a way.
Yeah. And I think that many people that do not come from neighborhoods that are challenged don't realize, you know, it affects so much the school system. Mm-hmm. Many times your mentors and your tutors. And back in the days when we were even raised up, I'm a little older than you, but even back in those days, we didn't have so many options like podcasts like you guys do, like shows like we're doing right now. So we were pretty much stuck, but we changed our mindset and it changed our location.
Yeah, that's beautiful. When you change your mindset, I talk about that all the time. You literally have to flip a switch and change the way you see the world, change the way you see yourself, and change the actions that you're taking behind your conscious thoughts. And like you said, it will change your location.
Yeah, absolutely. How were you able to change your mindset at such a young age? Like, how did you?
You know, I've been reading both of your books, so I'm reading them both at the same time.
Wow.
And like just phenomenal. I feel like I know you guys even better.
Thank you.
But
thank
you. So this is like a lot of the teaching that you guys teach on. There's three primary ways that we learn, and that is education. Second is conversation. Third is observation. Mm. And the first thing for me as a kid coming out of Compton is that some people took us to Disneyland. They took my family to Disneyland. I was only 7. And you guys, I saw this Tomorrowland with these amazing rides. Mm-hmm. I saw the Matterhorn, which was a replica of the Matterhorn in Switzerland, the mountain. Mm-hmm. And my spirit was just connected to the bigness of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that observation that made me say, this looks more like me than what I'm living in.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's kind of like your story.
He knew
from a very young age. He knew like, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah. I knew from a young age, just living in the ghetto, you know, eating toast and crackers and holes in my shoes and everything else. And, what happened, how I had my epiphany was I went door to door selling my toys so I can have some money for the ice cream truck. And day is when I realized, wow, if I take action on my thoughts, I can change my life. And I remember my mom caught me just standing in the, I had a couple of dollars in my pocket. And I was just standing, looking out the window. And she said, "What's wrong, son?" And I said, "I don't belong here." And I knew from that moment, I was going to set myself a goal to make sure I can get as far away from there as possible. But always never forgetting to look back and help, which I've done so much. But yeah, just knowing though, that wasn't my zip code.
And I like that way of thinking and this idea of, I say it this way, the real you will make a demand on the you that you become.
Hmm.
So the real you speaks to you every day. So your dream has a voice.
Yeah.
And so both of you, when I look at your lives, I see that even when you were little, you knew there was something that was spectacular.
Yeah.
You didn't know how to get there. You didn't know the obstacles and how they would come at you so heavy.
Yeah.
But something inside you said, you are sentenced to spectacular. Mm-hmm. You guys, we all three of us knew it. Everybody that's watching right now, you know there's something bigger, brighter, and better in you, but it takes the right team to pull it out of you.
That's it. Exactly. Absolutely. And that's why we're having the Manifest Destiny workshop.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth year doing it. Every year it's gotten bigger and better. And this year, you're going to be speaking along with myself, Elizabeth, and Antonina. Ashford, and it's going to be an amazing workshop. It's going to be a 10-hour class. For those of you who have seen my workshops before, you know we put the hours and we put the time in. You'll have Tim Story for a couple hours. You'll have me for some hours. You'll have Elizabeth. You'll have Antonina. And we're going to be teaching on a varying array of different topics, all centered around how to manifest your best life. And Mr. Tim Story is going to bring his amazing expertise, which is going to give you a revolutionary way of thinking. It's going to be something a little bit different. So you know how my teaching is, what my technique is. But Tim Story is going to come on the same frequency and give it to you from his perspective and his understanding and his research and his application of his own knowledge in his own life, which has made him a huge success. This is the type of knowledge that would cost you tens of thousands of dollars at universities, right? Mm-hmm. And for only $99, you can actually go to the Manifest Destiny workshop online and watch it unlimited amounts of times, replay it, play it back, play it forward. And those of you who knew from just last week when we did the Blueprint for God Power workshop, people were begging for the link who missed it. Mm-hmm. And for, I mean, every day we get over 2,000 emails. People, I can't watch. I have to see this.
Yes.
Well, we have the Manifest Destiny coming up on the 29th. You don't want to miss this. So click that link. Elizabeth just dropped it in the comment feed.
And I like made it so affordable. I think for $99 for everybody that's watching, if you invest in yourself, $99 to invest in yourself, to take yourself into a miracle mentality. Mm. A miracle is something uncommon, not regular, not the norm. You were never created to be normal. So four of us will be talking to you for 8 hours. Invest in yourself, but also want you to sponsor somebody else. Who do you know that's in a setback, that is sitting and settling in a setback? I want you to sponsor their comeback and sign them up. Each one should reach one. So everybody that signs up, there's one person. Why don't you give them a life lift and let our team help them out?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's phenomenal. I didn't even think about something like that. But that would be honestly a really, really a beautiful present for somebody, because I wanted to touch on some of the reasons why people get bogged down in life and feel like they can't manifest or they can't manifest their best life. I got a really unfortunate comment the other day about a woman that is like, I wish you guys would stop talking about manifestation. Let's just be real. Life is hard. The struggle is real. And I love your guys' content, but let's just, you know, we're out here struggling and it's so difficult and we're stressed out. And, you know, let's just get real. Right. And I told Billy, I'm like, that's such a sad perspective for me, because if you have that perspective, then that's the life that you're creating. That's the only life that you'll get, because that's your belief.
She's not looking for any solutions.
Exactly. She's in victim mentality. So over years, I mean, trauma builds up, right? You go through things and then boom, boom, boom. Your physical body gets bogged down with trauma, along with your mental health, along with your energetic body. I mean, everything is involved in trauma. So it causes people to have the victim mentality or to not believe that manifestation is real. So how are you guys able to get out of your situation when you went through so much trauma, just environmental, just being around the neighborhoods that you guys grew up in? I mean, how were you able to, you know, what techniques did you use to get out of it?
Mr. Tim Story, our guest.
You know, you're such a great trauma coach, number one. So you understand that trauma paralyzes a person. And so when you're traumatized by your environment or your parents' divorce, because divorce means divided force. So you had force, now you have divided force. Mm-hmm. And many times, not all the time, but many times, the children will feel that divided force. Mm-hmm. So when you're traumatized, that feeling is going to make you paralyzed. And if you're not careful, you'll think that that's your position. Mm-hmm. Is you paralyzed back in your pain of your childhood, pain of the time when you were going through difficulties, even as a teenager. But all of us that are on this stage right now, all three of us, we teach this, that your mindset is yours to set. So no matter if somebody is incarcerated, if they've been abused, or if they're a billionaire, Your mindset is yours to set. Mm-hmm. And your mindset creates your mood set. That's why anybody that's going through anything could have a certain mood set because they have a certain mindset.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. No yes. doubt. That's perfect. And he's so right. The mindset, you know, going into the root words there, setting your mind, setting your intention. Like I try to tell people, how did I get out of my situation? I understood early on that conscious thought backed by action equals manifestation.
Very
and
good.
So I flipped a switch in my mind where I looked at my friends and I saw they had already literally accepted their current condition, including, you know, a sibling of mine, and had accepted this condition and said, this is me. They embraced it, you know? And I was like, man, this is just not me. I just can't see this being a long-term thing for me. So what I did in my mind is I changed my mindset and I began to look for solutions to every problem that came my way. And I kept saying to myself, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm not going to let this stop me. You know, I mean, you guys see me get emotional one time when I talk about my third grade teacher telling me in front of the class, because she had asked the class, hey, everyone stand up and say what you want to do for a living. And everybody was saying a garbage man, you know, a postman and, you know, so forth and so on, a janitor or whatever. And I said, I want to be on TV. I want to be famous and be on TV. And I was all hype. And she was like, oh, Billy, you're never going to be on TV. And look where you come from. You're poor. Be more realistic, you know? And I was just like, wow. And the whole class started laughing at me. But even that, although I was embarrassed and I was sad, I ain't gonna lie, I was crying. But of course. I went home. Yeah, depression. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let that be. What she said is not going to happen. And so I just kept looking for solution and solution after solution. Looking for solutions and working on yourself creates new opportunities versus accepting and embracing your current condition.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one reason I'm excited to link with both of you is because you're successful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anybody who's a free agent coming into any sport, they want to go to a championship team. Mm-hmm. So I feel that you allowing me to be part of what we're about to do in the next few days, what a privilege to be part of a championship team. Mm-hmm. But on my side, I've been working so hard on this idea of the mindset, the miracle mentality. So I'm loving the way we're going to incorporate the teachings you both are already doing, right? Mm-hmm. And then also two other people coming on the platform and helping people not just to dream something, but to activate that dream, to activate that dream and realize that dream and apprehend that dream. When you apprehend that dream, you're going to blow your own self away.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Unfortunately, for my teenage years, everyone used to tell me like, just stop being so stressed out. Just, you know, it's going to be fine. You'll be fine. Just don't think about it. Right. So they would always tell me, just stop feeling negative. Stop feeling, because I didn't have PTG, post-traumatic growth, right away. I've had a ton of trauma that led me to drugs and alcohol because I was trying to get out of the way I was feeling all the time. So for me, it was a lot different than I think both of your stories, because I took the victim mentality for a little while, but eventually, I mean, I was like, I can't just stop feeling like this. I wish people would just stop telling me, stop being so stressed out, because if I could, I would, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when I found different modalities, and that's when I dove into my healing work, because I mean, I couldn't just stop feeling stressed out. I couldn't just stop being negative and stop being anxious. I had a bunch of trauma that I had to face and deal with. So in this workshop, you know, we're going to be giving you pointers and different techniques that you can actually use that will shift your body and your brain and your energy into a higher frequency to be able to manifest these things. Because if you're walking around with a low vibe and you feel that everything sucks, well, everything's going to suck. So the tools that we're going to provide will let you change that. Mm-hmm. And it won't just be like, okay, I'm going to stop being stressed out. No, I mean, it's deep work, right? Yeah. So we're going to actually, it's going to be interactive.
Yeah.
Nina's going to host a trauma release exercise, and that literally rids your body of trauma that it's been holding. And why do we have emotions, right? We have emotions in our physical bodies. We feel these things. So it's hard for someone to say, just stop being all sad. Well, the sad is in my gut.
Right.
I feel like my gut is full and heavy, and I just can't stop, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't really tell a person to control their feelings without doing a little bit of work. So a lot of people just don't know what the work is.
Exactly.
So we're going to provide the solutions and the work, you know, to be able to help your body and mind get out of that.
Talk about the work side of it, because you're so right that, you know, a lot of people, when they think of manifestation, they think about just seeing the vision. But as you guys know, you have the sight of something, you have the right to the something, but then you have to fight. Mm-hmm. And all three of us, we are fighters. We're like alley fans. Bam, bam, bam. Isn't that true? Like within our culture, if you did not fight with your mind or with your spirit, and sometimes with your hands, it's not that you just wouldn't be okay. You may not survive. I remember a friend of mine said to me, "You walk in an interesting way. You walk as though you're looking around." I said, "Yeah, that's how I started."
You're right, my dad. She'll tell you. Listen, man. I was up one night. You know, my head is always on a swivel because of where I grew up. I mean, I had to sleep on the floor because bullets would whiz through the house at night from all the gang banging and fighting.
Yeah,
you know that doesn't just go away, right? And I'm up one night working, and I have a concealed weapons license. I have my guns out, you know, but I'm working one night, and I hear this kaboom, boom, boom. And I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I run in the room. I said, maybe Elizabeth dropped something off the nightstand or something. She's knocked out cold.
Knocked out.
I said, Liz. You dropped something? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I went straight in there. I'm going in a straight tactical mode.
I hear doors opening.
I'm shaking down the whole house, you know, but, and it happens quite a bit. I'm just, you know, that thing, it's hard to release that from growing up. It's hard to take that whatever that is, you know,
that's your conditioned response.
It's conditioned response. Be on tactical alert at all times, you know.
No doubt. That's funny. I like what Elizabeth brings to the team is that with her understanding trauma, and also coming at it from a different perspective, because you don't have Billy and I's exact upbringing, nor do we have yours. Mm-hmm. So what I'm loving about this team of us three and also the fourth is that we're coming from this different perspective that anybody that's watching right now, we're going to be able to reach you. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works sometimes. You'll get a lot from each one of us. But there'll be certain parts of our messages that really resonate with you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No doubt. Mm-hmm. There's just so much wisdom here. And I'm really, really happy that, you know, this really just manifested again.
It really did.
Yeah,
it manifested from Dr. Amen's gala.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Dr. Amen scanned my brain. I'm going for episode number 2 and I'm going to the gala, the fundraising gala. And, you know, and then you interviewed me on the red carpet that night. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I just met Tim Story. And then she's like, I think I know somebody that might know Tim Story, you know, and a couple of the phone calls went out. And meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I want something a little extra for this Manifest Destiny this year, different than the last year and the last year before. You always got to come with something, you know, new. Yeah. And then boom, it just manifested. And now here you are, you know, and here's Antonina Ashford. And now Elizabeth for the first time speaking and bringing her teaching, her recipe to elevated consciousness to the whole table.
Elizabeth's going to be amazing.
Oh,
I'm loving her book. I'm loving her vibe. She's my little sister. I'm so proud of you. what you're doing. So you're right. We're going to bring it to people, but we're going to come strong. And the thing is that I was in Miami to tape a TV show that I do in airports. And also to meet with Oprah's executive producer of 23 years. Mm-hmm. And I chased you guys down and said, let's make sure that we meet.
You did.
Yes.
I wanted to get in front of you because I knew I was going to feel what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like three people, okay, that have similar callings. Because your calling calls you. And we are called to lift people up and out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And every one of you knows that there's more up than what you're living. Come on now.
Always.
Let us pull that out of you. That's our gift. We're going to pull you up and out, out of debt, out of a bad relationship, out of a bad mindset. We're going to pick you up and out and into something beautiful.
Absolutely. And it's totally possible. This, my friends, is the best time to be alive. Right now, in this era, in this time frame, is one of the best times to be alive on this planet. I'm just telling you, you have to understand where this planet has been with the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, the Spanish flu. I mean, those three things alone killed
World
almost everybody.
World War One, World War Two,
depressions, this and that. The American Holocaust, 111 million indigenous natives killed, right? The Papal Inquisitions, 80 million people tortured and killed. I mean, we can go on and on. That's not happening right now.
No.
So I'm not saying that your downfall or your stagnant activity is an excuse because of situations that are occurring around you. But what we're going to do is teach you how to see through the smoke and find a way to find yourself and then allow yourself to heal yourself, allow yourself to take yourself to the next level behind the teachings that we're going to bring. You're going to be the student and the teacher, because when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And when the teacher is ready, the master will appear. And like I say all the time, you all are the master. You just don't know it yet.
I like what you just said, Billy, about being able to find yourself. It's almost like when sometimes you'll see a cat chasing its tail. And a lot of you feel like a cat that's been chasing its tail. You thought, well, if I get this relationship, then I'll be happy. Then you still are not. Mm-hmm. Or if I lost 12 pounds, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be happy. And you're still not. But we can help you with this cycle that you're in. And break you out of it. And the beautiful thing is, once you break out, I like to say it this way, guys, is that when you get a breakthrough, it's a break, but you got to go through the break. Breakthrough. So you got a break right here, $99. It's very good, people. 8 hours of curriculum. This book took me 3 years to write, The Miracle Mentality. That's what I'll be teaching out of.
Nice.
As well as about 300 other pages of notes. And look at all the things that Elizabeth has been starting, studying, and that you have been studying, Billy. Yeah. So we're bringing a lot of information to you. So reach out and make sure and sign up if you have not signed up already. But I want you to sign somebody else up. That's what we're about, guys. Yeah. Each one, reach one. Each one, reach one. Sponsor somebody else's breakthrough.
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest, I'm glad you said that, Tim, because one of the greatest things you can be in this world is service to others. That really is the baseline for unconditional love and caring for your neighbor. You know, unconditional love, being of service to others. And if you have the capability, some people say, I want to help a lot of people. Well, start with one person.
Right.
Start with one person. You know, I help people on a massive scale, but initially I couldn't do that. I had to start with one person, you know. And then with that one person, especially through a class like this, you now have literally touched many, many lives, because helping that one person, you alter their consciousness. You alter the way they think about life and themselves. And what you do is you time travel by helping that person. You now are time traveling down their family line and altering all the future bloodline down the line because of that one act of kindness, that one gift is changing the lives of many people on down the line, because now the way that people are being brought up, how they're being taught, and some of the fundamentals that they're given from an early age are totally different than what they have been given in the past. And so what we're doing is kind of rewriting epigenetics through service to others, which is an incredible way to do it.
Yeah.
Think about how powerful that is, that you can literally shift the domino effect.
Yes. Because
before we used to say, like, oh, his uncle had a problem with alcohol, and now he has problems with alcohol, and his children might. So we could reverse this whole thing, guys.
Yeah.
And we can make a domino effect, as Billy said, a whole other direction. And that is to that fact that we are sentenced to success, and we have to get our mind to align with that idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys both said how you know, these times is the best time. Like you said, this is the best time to be alive, because as you can see all over the world, there's still issues, of course, but the collective is waking up to this, right? They're opening up to information like this, whereas 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was completely shunned. Like, I'm not even going to listen to what they have to say. Because we didn't, you know, we weren't allowed to have emotions when we were young and children, you know. Guys were supposed to be strong and hard and not supposed to cry. You know, all these narratives are starting to change, which is really dope to see, because the collective on this planet is changing. And so that's why it's so cool that you suggested, Tim, that, you know, buy a ticket for a friend. Because once you can change the collective and the masses on this planet, the whole planet is going to change. Mm-hmm. All the dumb stuff that's happening, that's going to shift.
Yeah.
Because there's more deal about it. And there's this thought that what you make happen for someone else, that life will make happen for you. Mm. So whether you want to call it the universe or God or however you see life, but what you make happen for someone else, man, life will make happen for you. Mm-hmm. And we all three of us have seen that in our lives as we continue to sow into people's lives and help the underdog. And I know you both sponsor a lot of people, give a lot of money, give of your time and energy. Hey, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And so guys, make it happen for someone else and you watch it come back to you.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful feeling just to receive the knowing of helping somebody and knowing they finally get it. I mean, Nikki, she had a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Our girl, Nikki, she's such a beautiful spirit and an intelligent, brilliant woman. Mm-hmm. And she just needed to break through these last little sabotaging ways, right? Mm-hmm. Because everybody really tends to have self-sabotaging ways, unconscious, subconscious, or even conscious. But to break through those last little legs of I don't think I'm good enough for this. I mean, wow. I mean, it's really an amazing feeling. That's what I really honestly live for, for really watching people change their own lives, because we cannot change another person's life. We will not change anybody, but we can inspire the change in somebody else to change their own life. And that's what's the most amazing thing to see for me.
I like what you're saying in that word sabotage. You know it better than even me and Billy. It's like you're holding yourself as a prisoner in that place. And so, Elizabeth, you're going to teach us step by step on how to really get unlocked. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, when I get a boyfriend or a husband, I'm going to be happy. Or when I get this big house, I'm going to be happy. And if you live like that, like you said earlier, you'll never actually be happy. The only way that you can find happiness is finding happiness within. Without any of this extra stimulus, you have to find it within yourself. Create the feelings within yourself. I mean, I told a little story last week about before I met Billy, I was really in love. I was in love with me, though. I mean, I was creating these feelings of being in love with somebody, but it was being in love with myself. So I was in this high frequency energy of just love vibration all over me, right? And then we happened to meet.
Right.
So
I was in the same frequency.
Yeah.
Because I had taken a year off from anybody and I just started working on myself, taking myself on dates. I would post, I've taken myself on a date tonight, you know, on social media. And I take myself to a basketball game or a movie or whatever, you know, just enjoying myself, going for miles and miles of walks on the beach, just meditating, just getting to recenter myself, get the brain heart coherence back. And I was already happy. I was happier than a pig in slop. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, the two atoms combine and you split the atom and here we go. We got, you know, thermal fusion going on.
You got a lot of power. Trust me, to anybody that's never seen them live and in person together, it's a lot of power. I felt like there were some sparks coming off.
We have a good time all the time. And, you know, it's been a great ride. But we want to impart that understanding to other people. I'm going to spend a lot of time on interactively talking about what's going on behind the veil of spirituality. How does quantum physics, or knowing just some of the basics of it, will help you to become a great manifester? I'm going to explain how it works, how the science works, the new things that scientists are discovering just within the last few weeks or months, and how that applies directly to your capability to alter yourself, alter your mind, and also understand how you are becoming a master at manifesting. The science is explaining the manifesting. It's not creating it or causing it. It's just understanding. And I really believe that a person needs to understand how do you get to the result. So right now, if I just walk down the street with a microphone and walk up to some random people and said, hey, why is 2 times 2 equals 4? And they were going to go, they're going to have to think for a minute. Like, well, why? Why? Because we memorize the answers. That's why. And because we memorize answers to problems, that's what we're taught in school. We don't really understand the problem. We just memorize answers. We're taught to be test takers. Mm-hmm. And that's a big problem, because in life and in metaphysical and in the spiritual realm, you have to have a much better understanding of what's going on. You can't just be a test taker, because then all of a sudden you're thinking everything is magical. Mm-hmm. There are things that you can do to enhance your probability. Okay. There's things you can do to enhance the problem. And I'm going to teach you what those things specifically are, so you can understand when you're going wrong or when you're making a mistake, why you're not getting some of the results that you're looking for. It's because you didn't do this or this. And because the science says, look, this is what happens over here. So I'm giving you spirituality backed by science. And then I'm going to tap into this, which I got to get you a copy of this book, Tim. This is my book, Woke Doesn't Mean Broke. It's 688 pages. This is a financial Bible. That's what it's called. They call this a financial Bible. It's a bestseller in 4 countries. And it literally beats down and destroys financial literacy. It makes you completely literate. And once you go through this book, there's some of the stuff in this book I'm going to teach you that's going to be mind-blowing and help you change the course and direction of your family and your finances at the same time.
How can somebody get that book right now? On Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and it's on my website, forbiddenknowledge.com.
Okay. I mean, that's awesome. And Billy, one of the things you're doing is that I think a lot of people are almost afraid of science. And even if they took science classes when they were young and they didn't understand certain things, they thought, oh, maybe that's not for me. But what Billy is saying is that faith and science can both be in the same mindset.
Yeah, that's right.
They're the same.
They could be in the same mindset. It's not either or.
Yeah.
And that he's saying that a lot of the things in science are confirming a lot of your belief systems that you had even as a child, mm-hmm. that you were supposed to do things above, yeah. greater. You know, I tell that story about Walt Disney, that he walked into an amusement park in the 30s. He says, one day I'm going to build my own. That was in the 30s. He saw an amusement park. He says, but mine's going to be different, better, and more magical. Mm. And he built Disneyland, and it was manifested in 1965. Yeah. So think different, better, more magical. And Billy, I'm excited that you're teaching about the science side of it and the spirituality, both of them coming together.
Yeah, it's going to be powerful. People are going to get a lot out of this workshop. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to understand how to manifest. Yes. And you're going to, most importantly, understand how to travel to inner space. Because that's where all the magic happens. That's where all the miracles occur. They occur on the inside first. When you clear the trauma out and you clear the mind, and then you go to the inner space and you work on yourself. Now you fill yourself up with understanding the power that's truly inside of every cell inside of your body. What fills up in the body eventually spills out into the third dimension. And so you could see that when you look at people. If you go to somebody's house and their house is in complete chaos and their car's in chaos and everything is just a mess.
Yeah,
that's what's going on inside of here. That's the chaos in here. It's filled all the way up, and now it's spewed out into the third dimension. The physical evidence of it is all around. When a person's mind is more clear and organized, it doesn't mean they're a perfect person, but in certain aspects of their conscious thought is organized. You can see it within their surroundings.
So powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just like computer systems, right? Once we have too much and we're stuffed up to here, it's going to manifest as mess and busyness and just clutter everywhere. That's why you have to clear out some space, right? Clear out so you can take more in. Remember, we were driving one day and we were going down the street and we were like, wow, look at this building. Never seen that building before. But that's because we were clearing out space to be able to take in more. We're just programs at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So in order to be able to manifest what you want, you first have to get rid of all of the clutter within your mind and body. I mean, otherwise it's almost impossible.
I love it. Elizabeth, tell everybody when it is again that we're all four coming together and who it's for. Sounds like it's for everybody.
Yes, yes, it is for everybody. So this will be January 29th, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. And I think it's 8 hours, but Billy always likes to go long. So he'll probably
go a little overtime.
Go a lot overtime, which he always does.
Yeah.
And I started actually creating my PowerPoint today. And I think I might go over a little bit too, because there's so much information. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information. Yeah. So I just want to give people the most value for their money that they could possibly get. And I wish that back in the day I had something like this.
Amazing.
Just, man, the step-by-step guide on literally how to feel better and how to manifest exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, we're all manifesting all the time. You know, I mean, this phone, like I said before, some people have heard me give this example, this phone, it started off in a multidimensional platform, right? Somebody was thinking about this phone, you know, guy, Mr. Samsung. And he's thinking about the phone, and it's in a multidimensional. In other words, it hasn't solidified to the third yet. It's actually in an ethereal plane, because conscious thought, we know that through quantum physics, we know that through the science of understanding the synapses of neurons, they phase in and out of the third dimension. So we know that the mind is always tapping into higher dimensions. And so this is an ethereal platform, the original platform. And then what happens? Okay, the guy goes, well, this is okay. Now I kind of have an idea. Let me draw this out. So then he takes it from the multidimensional platform, and then he draws it on a piece of paper, turning it into 2D. From the paper, it goes into a CAD, computer-assisted design software, which is still 2D, but allows you to give the illusion of 3D. And once it gets all the little options and all the little tweaks that he wants, then he sends that data to an engineer who then turns it into a three-dimensional object that can maneuver on XYZ axis in real time space in the third dimension, and you pick it up, and you don't even know this was manifested from conscious thought. Somebody, this from thought, like a replicator on Star Trek, just materialized into your hand, but we don't see it that way.
Right.
But we're manifesting everything every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year. And you have to understand that through the process of conscious thought backed by action is how we are creating everything. I wouldn't even have clothes on right now.
Right.
Somebody manifested this through conscious thought, and I'm wearing it. This is a materialization from conscious thought. Everything around you that exists that we say is man-made is a manifestation.
Mm-hmm. I love this. So we're going to take them from where they are to where they're headed. So even if you're a lawyer, a doctor, no matter what you're doing, it may not just be in your occupation. It might be within your family. It could be within your children. So we're going to help you have the right mindset in every part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I want to see in the chat, because I see the chat going here. Who was on the Blueprint for God Power workshop? Anybody here was on the Blueprint for God Power workshop on Saturday? Let's see if anybody's in the chat from the Blueprint.
All I know is you had a lot of people.
Yeah. We had a lot. Elizabeth had a couple thousand emails.
Literally.
My daughter had a couple thousand.
She was like, she had about 6,000 emails. She's like, I just got through 2,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at how many people were in there.
The hunger of people, but the hunger of people that are following you and that are following me, I think is a different kind of hunger, because they got a little taste that there's more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I got a taste that there was more, watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot more. Tell everyone how to get to your Instagram account and follow you on Instagram, Tim.
Yeah, so my Instagram is Tim Story Official. So TIMSTOREY Official. And I'm on there every single day, motivating people, inspiring people. But I want to say my favorite event coming up is not me going to all these countries I go to. It's coming up this month with YouTube, because I think we're on to something, boy.
Yeah.
I think we're on to something that's going to rock people's world and just take you guys just to a whole other level.
Oh, I know it for a fact. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
People are really hungry for this information. And every year I've gotten better and better with my teaching. I've now reached the pinnacle of my teaching capabilities. And it just goes up from here, because unlike a sport, like an athlete, you reach a pinnacle and then you get a decline. But when you in knowledge, you just continue to rise up. But I've reached a pinnacle right now. This is the best that I've ever been. My knowledge base is so incredible. And I'm able to disseminate the information in ways that the masses of people can understand. I break things down where they can actually understand it, discern it, and then put action behind what I'm doing. I'm bringing the solutions along with you guys, and it's going to be an amazing day. You don't want to miss this event. Elizabeth will drop it, the link in the comments. If you're listening to this on a podcast, the link is in the caption of this audio. Make sure you click that link and register ASAP. The people who were on God Power this Saturday that just passed, you knew that we had thousands of people in there. Mm-hmm. And so there's only so much bandwidth that you can have. That's why we have to cap it at a certain number of people. Yep. So you don't want to miss out. Make sure you sign up and register ASAP. All right.
Listen, so I wrote about 46 different ways to remove trauma from your mind and body, right? 46
ways. Oh, good. It's so good.
Thank you so much. But I've done over 90 different modalities in my whole life. So I'm going to be speaking about stuff that you guys, even if you read my book, you guys have not heard about.
You've never heard of this stuff.
Things. No.
Exactly.
And just the fact that we're having an interactive workshop, which is just so cool to me. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to trip out when she leads you in trauma release. It's like your body, you don't even understand. It's like you have no control. Mm-hmm. Your body is taking over and just shaking. Right. It's really spectacular. Yeah. It's a very, very unique and phenomenal modality. And mm-hmm. it's pulled me out of a lot because my body was stuffed up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stuffed up with trauma. My car used to be a mess. Mm-hmm. I had no living space. I was on couch to couch. So mm-hmm. I was basically in my car, but my car was like stacked up with bags of clothes and just a mess because my mind was a mess. And I needed that little extra something to be able to clear space within myself. And trauma release was a huge part of it. Huge. So you guys are going to be interactively working with Antonina and ridding your body of this trauma. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah. Interactive workshop is the key. I'm going to be teaching you things in real time, showing you how to manifest in real time. We're going to be doing, certain little drills. And of course, I'll be teaching the science, which is where you're going to be mesmerized by how much information you really didn't understand was existing behind the veil. And so you're going to learn the method on what to do and how to do it. And also another thing I'd like to talk about really is procrastination, which is one of the biggest killers of people's dreams.
Very good.
I'm going to go deep into that. Yeah. Huge. Procrastination is a big problem.
That's a self-sabotaging method of feeling not worthy.
I'm going to be talking a lot about mastering the right mentality. And this is what I get to watch because, as both of them have said, I've worked in Beverly Hills now for over 35 years. Mm-hmm. When you get to work side by side with Quincy Jones for all these years, over 26, mm-hmm. to work with Berry Gordy, to life coach Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, people, you learn a little bit of stuff. Mm-hmm. You see the masters at work. Mm-hmm. And you see why they kept putting out hit after hit after hit after hit. Mm. You don't want to put out one hit in life. Like when I started with Robert Downey Jr., that was 1999. He didn't just do one Iron Man. He just kept coming with more. Mm-hmm. So there's more in you. And so we're going to help pull it all the way out.
Right. Robert Downey Jr. has an amazing story. You know, I've seen that he was gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
Had some run-ins with the law. And completely just turned his life around and began to manifest his best life.
He really did. And so Robert is just a great person. I love him as my brother. I met him in 1999 is when we started our journey. And then he would start coming to watch me speak everywhere and having great conversations. That's what I like to say to him because I learned so much from Robert as well. Mm-hmm. Then he put me on his board that I'm still on for prison reform. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing that with people that are currently incarcerated or have come out of incarceration. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, when the world was saying about Robert that you are finished, he was on the cover of one of our leading American magazines and it said, he's finished. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know, you're not finished until you're finished and you're not finished.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, he's a powerful guy, just the way he turned his life. It's always proof that no matter what your condition, no matter what your situation, no matter what's happened to you, there seems to be, at least in my mind, I always say to myself, no matter what situation I've gotten into, I say to myself, I'm going to get out of this and I'm going to come out smelling like a rose. Now, there may be things we have to do or conditions you have to meet or whatever have you. But to me, if you focus on solutions to problems, and I'm going to teach people how to find solutions, how to discover solutions, how to understand when solutions present themselves. Another big problem we have is when you're trying to manifest something or you're trying to get out of a situation, sometimes the universe will send you a gift, but you can't discern it. People miss out on the solution. And sometimes the solution isn't direct. There's a connection to get to the next thing that gives you the solution, but we dismiss it because we can't see, right? We got blinders on. We don't understand what's really going on. I'm going to teach you to recognize these opportunities as they come, discern these opportunities, and then also envision how do these opportunities or how does this situation connect me to my end goal, my end result, to get me to the next level, to get me out of this situation, to move me forward, to whatever it is. And so we're going to teach you the step-by-step process. How in the world do you understand when there's something coming? And it may be two or three things in the way of you getting to the end result. But it all comes down to something I learned from the ancient Sumerian tablets. These Anunnakis in the ancient Sumerian tablets, they call themselves the ordainers of destiny. And they would actually envision a future full of superpositions. And that's quantum physics. And quantum physics, a superposition is multiple outcomes that exist. And according to science, all outcomes exist simultaneously. But what they were able to do was they were able to find the outcome that they specifically wanted, and then they would collapse that outcome into their reality by putting action in place and allowing connections and solutions to occur, leading them to the end result of what they wanted. This is an ancient technique that was taught to the ancient Egyptians and was then passed on to the Greeks and so forth. But I'm going to teach you that step-by-step process. How do you collapse things into a reality? How do you make them a part of the future that you actually want to see? We're going to time travel with consciousness, and we're going to create ripples in space-time that's going to alter the future reality in the third dimension. It's going to be an amazing show.
You said something so key, is that the end result, right? A lot of people don't even understand that you have to start with the end in mind. If you don't have an end result or a goal or a dream of where you want to be, you're driving blind. You're literally driving blind. You're going to manifest all this confusion, right? You have to start with the end in mind. That's a gem for you guys. Yeah. It's so important to see yourself where you want to be before you get there. Feel those emotions of being there before you get there. That's how you attract it in.
Elizabeth, what is it like being around that man so much? His mind is not normal. I mean, I'm around some of the greatest minds in the world. Billy is just going at it.
I remember when he explained the energy vampire? We've been laughing about that.
I thought Pharrell Williams was deep. Yeah. I thought Pharrell Williams was deep. My God. But Stevie Wonder, man, when Stevie talks, it's everywhere. But you said something so brilliant just a second ago. This idea of recognizing what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Realizing and seeing that it's there and then what to do next. And so many times, as we both know, the miracle that you've been waiting for showed up just in a way that you didn't recognize.
Mm.
It could be a small job at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But someday you're going to own 17 restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So powerful. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, it is.
You have to discern it. So you have to recognize these things. And that's a big problem. A lot of people just can't see it. Mm. But we're going to teach you. It's okay. We're going to teach you.
Greatness is on the other side of fear, too. Whatever I'm scared of, I like to do. I like to go right for it, because on the other side of that is greatness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said something so powerful, Elizabeth, which is what, you know, that's my mantra, is see the end before the end.
Yeah, you got to start with the end in mind.
You got to start with the end in mind. And that's even how I pray. I pray that way.
Yeah, me too.
That's exactly how I pray. I see the end before the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's completed before it's completed. That's
exactly.
That's my prayer.
That's why when you get it, it's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's not even a surprise when you get to the destiny where you saw yourself at years ago, because you've already been there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as time.
Part of the excitement of being us is seeing people's lives change and seeing so many emails that come in, hearing so many stories. I was in the Atlanta airport yesterday, and I was just walking, and a lady just came and hugged me.
Mm.
And I don't know the lady. So I look down and she goes, "Oh my God, I love you." I said, "How come?" She goes, "I saw you. Oh my God, I love you." But she couldn't help herself. But what a beautiful thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For us to go around and educate people to see life from a different perspective, mm-hmm. and find your way up and out and bring other people with you.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful thing. I know going through airports, you know, I'm pretty much recognized almost everywhere I go, which is so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the reach is really getting out there. People chasing me down in airports. Just tell me what book to read, you know?
So many questions.
I get a lot of questions. And now I understand. I answer as many as I can, but I get bombarded with hundreds of questions a day from people run into me. But yeah, it's a great feeling because, you know, what it tells me is these people are really resonating with the information and they want to learn and they want more. And they just really want to be a better self. They want to be better for themselves and their families. It's, you know, they're trying to excel past the programming code that they've been giving. And it's a great thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when do people have to sign up by Elizabeth? Can you tell them when they have to sign up for this event?
So everyone, I mean, really, I think we'll be selling tickets all the way up to the day of, right?
Unless we hit the goal. If we run out of space. Yeah. Of people. So we don't know that number yet. We're still kind of, we're about maybe 50% of the way there. So it could wrap up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So you want to hurry up and get your tickets ASAP because we have to see how many people are going to come in over the next week. But if we go over the limit, we'll have to stop it before we go live. But that's why, you know, the sense of urgency is here. You know, get those tickets ASAP. You don't want to miss this event. If you've ever seen any of the previous ones I've done, I've got literally hundreds of testimonials, positive testimonials. I used to do this in person at the Ritz-Carlton in Fort Lauderdale, and I would sell out every single time. One year, I had to do it three times in the month of January because it sold out every single time. And people were begging, please, please. This is before the whole sickness hit the world and everybody went to the internet. You know, so I went to the internet the next year, and then, you know, we had thousands of people on. And so it just kept building and building and building. And so we want to keep teaching. And every year I've gotten different, better, more innovative. And the class has gotten, it's one of those classes, you could take it every single year. You're still going to learn something every single year.
Mm-hmm. And this year we have Tim Story.
Tim Story's in the house.
What a privilege.
I'm excited because it's very, you know, how do I say this without...
He wants to say that he doesn't learn from people very often because usually he knows more than people. But from you, he's going to learn something. So he can't wait to watch what you say.
She said the words. I want to learn. I love learning.
Yeah.
I love learning from people, mm-hmm. you know, and I try to learn from everybody. So I'm very happy to be able to even.
That's why we need her in this mix. She makes everything even brighter and more beautiful. but truly, like, if you take Motown, Marvin Gaye was a whole different singer than Smokey. Mm. And so if you're Marvin and I'm Smokey, mm-hmm. then we're still putting out great music, but it's different. It's different because you're coming from a deep Marvin Gaye kind of place. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that my style is a different style, but it gets you to a similar place. And I think all three of us will bring out different results within people. Mm-hmm. So that's the magic of the collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll reach people that maybe Billy's words won't reach as deeply. Everyone has a different style, which is so cool because we're going to reach everybody all of our different styles.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
And I want to answer a couple of questions right quick. One person said, will they be able to watch it later because they can't make the live event? Absolutely, yes. If you get your ticket now, here's the benefit. There's a big benefit to getting your ticket now. You can watch it unlimited amounts of times anytime you want forever. If you don't get the ticket now and then you have to buy it as a pay-per-view after it's edited in post, then you got to pay
double
the price almost for the because we have to pay for editing and we have to pay for hosting and we have to pay for the network. Mm. But if you get it before the event starts and you watch the live stream is a totally separate link, raw, uncut, 10 hours, whatever the hours are. You will get to watch that over and over and over, no matter how many times you want. And if you miss it completely, You can just click the link from your email and watch it whenever you're good and ready. And so that's a benefit. The other thing, it's going to be hosted on Forbidden Knowledge TV, which means that even though the regular subscribers still have to pay to watch that pay-per-view, you will be able to watch it because you bought a ticket, and you'll be able to watch it on Amazon Fire TV, the Apple TV, Roku, Samsung TVs. Now we're on all Samsung TVs, the iOS App Store, the Google Play Store, and of course also the web. So there's many ways that you can observe the content without having to be tied to looking at a tiny little screen on your phone or a computer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a couple questions before we jump off? If anybody in the chat has any questions, we have a lot of beautiful people in here. Thank you guys so much for the really, really awesome comments tonight. I've been watching.
Yeah, a lot of great people in here tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of great, great people in here.
Yes.
Let's see who has a couple of questions in the comments tonight. Let's see. Cosmic Royalty is asking about our dating site, Date Conscious. We have a whole marketing campaign going for Date Conscious. We have the app is in revision, so it's a little dry right now. I think it's only about maybe, I don't know, 10,000 people or whatever. A
couple hundred. And Date Conscious?
Yeah.
Oh, and Date Conscious. Yeah.
So we have to, we're doing a marketing campaign, and we have a remake of that app and that group, which is happening within the next couple of months. So just hang tight. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
No question?
No, that's just a really nice comment.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thought process.
Let's see. Here we go. I'll get your smart.
Best way to prepare. Somebody said best way to prepare, I think. Verdina. Best way to prepare for the Manifest Destiny workshop. The first thing is you want to be, what do you call it? Hydrated. So don't drink water the day of. You're going to drink water the day of anyway, but drink. Make sure you drink water the day before. You want to be hydrated, so that you can maximize what you're learning. Your brain needs water. Your cells need water. Don't come to the Manifest Destiny workshop, a 10-hour class, dehydrated. It's 8 hours, but you know it's probably going to be end up being 10 altogether. So don't be dehydrated. Make sure you have water. Another thing is, if you are a note taker, a pen and paper note taker, have your pen and paper ready. Some people may use their device to type the notes in. That's fine. Remember, if you miss something, you can always rewind it and watch it again. So it's not like you're going to lose anything. When we used to do the real live workshops, people would be writing, and I'd still be talking. They're missing what I'm talking about. The benefit of this is you can actually just take your time. Okay. And also, because of the trauma release, you want to have maybe, if you have a hard floor, have a yoga mat or a towel.
Yeah.
You know, you can use a towel, something to just have to protect yourself from the hard floor. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a carpet and you like the carpet, that's fine, because you will lay down on your back to do some of the trauma release.
Yes. Right? Yes. And make sure you guys get a good night's sleep prior to the workshop if you're going to be watching it live, because sleep is, if not the most important, very, very, very important. Your brain needs to be, working correctly. Mm-hmm. So to be able to retain this information, because personally, I don't like to watch things over and over and over, but I will if I have to.
Yeah.
And if I don't get good sleep, then I don't retain. So make sure you guys get a good sleep and a good breakfast too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
All right. What else we got there?
What did they say? I missed that.
Somebody said not too many beers.
I don't feel like being...
I don't know what that said. What does that say? Oh, I don't know.
I don't
understand that question.
Yeah.
Can we go back and watch the workshop on another day? Yes, you can. You can watch it as many times as you want, unlimited for free.
Yes. So our next raise will be starting very soon.
Yeah.
And then we'll have updates for you guys.
We'll do a forbidden updates on the next round of raise. It's coming very soon.
Yes.
We just got approved by the SEC.
Yes, we did.
The Reg A+. So we're moving to another level.
Yes.
I like what's going on. I mean, you guys have a whole movement going. This is a whole movement.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah. Really do. Really do.
Well, look, I mean, just I think we're doing good.
Okay.
Cool. Not a lot of how much water do you recommend per day? Elizabeth, you can answer that. Sizzle.
How much water? It really depends on your weight, but I would say at least 8 glasses. At least. I mean, this people are dehydrated. Okay.
Let me drink my water now.
I know. Seriously. You need, I mean, I'm just like, here, 1 glass of water. Yes. Okay, great. Yes, people are literally, that's one of the biggest problems that we are having, you guys, is that we're dehydrated. And not only dehydrated, but it's hard even for the hydration to get into our cells, right? So make sure you guys are taking electrolytes. If you don't want electrolytes, I mean, take some Celtic sea salt and sprinkle it in some water in the morning. I mean, that will help your cells absorb your water. Because that was a problem for me. I was drinking a whole bunch of water, but I was not hydrated. Mm-hmm. And I was testing and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like overhydrated. Mm-hmm. It's because I didn't have electrolytes. So the water was not getting into my cells. Mm-hmm. So yes,
important. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Water is very important. I think I'll probably touch on that actually
yeah.
in the workshop because there's a ton of science behind water and what it does for your body. We have a structured crystal water bottles
yes,
that actually
we do.
Structure the water.
Yes.
Great.
Yep, absolutely.
Great.
Audiobooks. Somebody asked me about audiobooks. The audiobooks are coming very soon. I'm going to be reading the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, the bestseller, the 4-year bestseller. I'm going to be reading it, but it will be exclusively on Forbidden Knowledge TV. And it will be probably one chapter at a time, will be an episode, and you'll be able to listen to it there.
Yep. I All like right. that. You're going to do it yourself with that amazing voice.
Yeah. Well, I had it done with somebody else's voice, and Elizabeth said, no, you got to read this. So I said, okay, I'll read it.
Yes.
So I listen. But this has been a great, great night. You know, thank you for coming on, Tim. I'm looking forward to this. I'm so looking forward to seeing the work that you have and how you put it out and how you're going to teach the people that we have here. Because like you said, we're coming from two different angles of teaching, which is the best thing you can possibly do because not everybody learns the same exact way. Everybody receives information differently and sometimes a new perspective. Well, not sometimes, in my opinion, all the time. That's why every year I switch it up is a great thing to give people another level of understanding, another way of seeing things, another voice talking to them. And so this is going to be phenomenal and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And the thing that's important for everybody watching is that we will all be on watching and learning from each other. So I'm going to be in the sessions. If we go 8 hours, 10 hours, I'm going to be in the sessions because I'm a learner, boy. I want to grow. I want to evolve. I want to get bigger. Yeah. And this is your year. There's no doubt about it. So turn the light on and let's go.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Last question we're going to take. Can I meditate with my organite pyramids on me? Organite pyramids are a combination of organic and inorganic materials that help to block EMF frequencies. So having one nearby can't hurt because it allows your brain waves to function normally instead of interacting with microwave signals. So having an organite pyramid by you is perfectly fine.
All right. Thank you guys for all the donations. I've been trying to throw them up here. They've been coming in so fast. So I really appreciate it. Goes to underprivileged children. Mm-hmm. This last year, we supported my favorite nonprofit, which is Communities in Schools, which helps underprivileged children with like backpacks and coats and food and just
sneakers.
They do a lot. Yeah, sneakers, everything.
And tutors.
And tutors, absolutely. Yeah.
So all the money you guys gave last year, all of it went to them.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys for that. Appreciate it. And I'm so looking forward to learning from you as well, Tim, because I have not heard you speak. I'm so excited. I am a learner too. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really great day. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody your website and where they can find you, Tim.
So Tim Story Official. So TimStorey Official. So we have Facebook, Instagram. They have a website, timstory.com. But again, such a privilege to team up with you both. Thank you for leading the way and where you're headed and everything you're doing and liberating people, educating people. And so looking forward to this event.
Yeah, absolutely. Link's been dropped in the comments one last time. Guys, we have to sign off for the night. Thanks again, Tim. Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great night, everyone.
You gotta do your third eye.
My third eye love. This is the original peace sign, by the way. This is peace, not the. This is actually peace. So I give the third eye peace.
He did third one eye night. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
The third eye love.
That's a sign off thing now.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right. Till next time.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.